And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Jesse Guidry and Brenda Lalonde from Vermilionville, here to talk about a couple things happening this coming month. Jesse has overseen the start of a new film series at Vermilionville called Les Vues. Mm-hmm. And it's curated. It's kind of interesting, almost like an art exhibit or something. You invited people to come in to curate the film series, choose films, talk about them. And then we'll be speaking with Brenda about the natural egg dyeing that she does at Vermilionville leading up to Easter through the month of March. So there's a lot going on, as always, at Vermilionville. You could just fill your social calendar, really, with things happening there. You're going to have to start like a little bed and breakfast so people can just, you know, live there.
That's a thought.
You know, during certain seasons.
It's certainly been talked about.
To come. Ça va venir. Mm. Now, Les Vues, Jesse, you like films, obviously. Mm. What was your thinking when you thought, we need something extra to work on here at Vermilionville?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of looking at everything from a year perspective, because I do the promotions and marketing, trying to fill in certain gaps. And one of the things that, coming from my previous experience, that I found we didn't really do was film. And we have this, you know, beautiful performance center that would lend itself well. So I convinced David Cheremy to let me invest in some nice projection equipment and a nice screen, and kind of just on a whim started Les Vues, and just came up with the concept, kind of modeling it after the film series that was at the Bayou Bijou, because I remember going to that and mm-hmm. loving that on Mondays, and I loved that it was on a Monday. They had two showings, and it was just great. So kind of took that, and once that ended, just ran with this and, you know, kind of brainstormed a little bit about, you know, what we wanted it to be. I knew that we were a cultural organization and that we wanted to focus on that, but it didn't necessarily have to be about the cultures that we represent at Vermilionville. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, about culture just in general. So what I did is I just made a really long list of people that I, you know, admire and appreciate, and I know that have a passion for film. Some of them are filmmakers, some of them are, you know, artists, just kind of all walks of life, and just started calling people and asking them, hey, if, you know, we move forward with this, what kind of films would you want to show? Would you be interested in doing it? And I had a really great response, and so everything's kind of coming together and taking form, and we had a great first showing, had about 25 people out of the last one, which is a good for a first-time mm-hmm. event. And then, of course, Michael Martin curated the Kinsburns documentary there. And then the discussion after was just great. Lasted for about an hour, and everybody just had a lot of questions. And one gentleman was actually there to share some of his stories that he remembers from.
About Huey Long.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. that the dialogue portion of it kind of blew me away. I didn't anticipate it to take on that kind of a life, but it was pretty cool. So this month, we're going to be showing Reconstructing Creole, which is it's a really great film by Jennifer Block out of New Orleans. And our curator, as it were, this month is going to be Joseph Dunn with Coda Phil, who was the communications person at Lauren Plantation, and he's also in the film, which will be a nice perspective. You know, he'll be in it, and then afterwards he can kind of talk about it and answer questions. So I just spoke with him recently, and he's really excited to kind of put that hat back on and kind of talk. So, you know, please do come with your questions and inquiries. I know that he would love to answer them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you mentioned, it's such a pleasant space for mm-hmm. anything, mm-hmm. that performance center, and seeing films, particularly films about the culture in Louisiana. Mm. It's a great venue for that. Yeah. And this takes place the last Monday of each month.
Yes, last Monday of each month at 6:30 in the Performance Center. And I do want to mention it is a free free screening. You know, we don't charge anything. We do have a suggested $5 donation, but, you know, we're not going to hard sell you at the door. We just have a tip jar out, and if you want whatever you can donate, we would greatly appreciate it, since it is a free event. And you know, it does cost money to screen the films. You have to pay licensing, and I'd like to get to a point where, you know, we could pay our moderators a small fee for, you know, helping out and sharing that. So it's coming along right nicely.
I'm sure some people are going to want to know if there's popcorn.
Well, we've got refreshments. We've got popcorn, then of course some adult beverages, beer and drinks if that's your forte, and then also soft drinks. And I've actually convinced our food and beverage coordinator to buy candy. So we're going to have almost sort of like a real
Junior
movie
Mints.
Theater. Yeah. Well, I can certainly make that request, Judith.
Maybe Pauline. That would be good. If you are tuning in just now, we're talking about a new film series actually premiered last month called Les Vues at Vermilionville. Mm-hmm. A lot of V's in there.
Yes.
And a different film every month. Will they always be documentaries or sometimes narrative fiction?
It's completely up to the person who's curating it. How it works is they usually give me a few options and I kind of go from there. I did not put any stipulations on what it was, but so far it's been documentaries and that's worked out well. And next month it'll be something a little different that, you know, I'm not really used to, but it'll be some never before seen Lomax recordings from the archives of Cajun and Creole folklore here
at UL.
And
not just the audio, there'll be film clips.
There'll be, yeah, clips. Mm-hmm. It won't be what you're probably used to as far as like a movie. It'll be, you know, more clips with dialogue and John Sharp will be curating that one. So that one, I'm really interested for that one next month. And then, you know, this month we'll be showing Reconstructing Creole, which is also, you know, a documentary and a great look at, you know, Laura's Plantation, the house and the history behind it and the people. And it touches on a lot of subjects that, you know, people don't typically like to talk about, but somehow when it's on the screen, you know, it kind of comes out and it's just done really beautifully. So if you haven't seen it, I do encourage you to come out this Monday.
And even though some of us may have gone on some of the plantation tours, we certainly don't see all of them. And even if we do, we don't see what you might in this documentary and hear about some of the behind the scenes history and see artifacts and photographs that might not be on display there.
Yeah. And you know, what's in the film is that it's essentially these people trying to rebuild it after it burned down. So not only, you know, uncovering all of the past, but like building it to preserve it for the future. So it's kind of an interesting take on that. So
yeah, absolutely. And Joseph Dunn will be there.
Yes, to talk
talking
about
the film. So what time does it start, Jesse?
It starts at 6:30. And again, just want to say it's free, but we do accept donations.
Okay, and refreshments are there as well.
Yes.
To be had. So that's every last Monday of the month at Vermilionville. And of course, if you go to the website or Facebook page, you'll
see the information's there. You can watch a trailer of the film, and then we have it, you know, we'll have the next quarters up pretty soon. But the first three are up now.
Right. And lots of great things happening for Easter as well. You all are very seasonal at Vermilionville, which is really nice. People appreciate it, not only the natural seasons, but also all of the holidays that are so important to all of us. And Easter is a very big holiday for us here in South
That's
Louisiana.
Right. Yes.
How long have you been at Vermilionville?
There's 13 years. It was 13 years last month.
All right. And what kinds of things have you been doing there?
I have done the natural egg dyeing, and right now I'm doing spinning and weaving. I've done the open hearth cooking is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of dishes do you make there?
Oh, I make anything.
No, you take requests from
Yeah, sure do. And it was gumbos and stuff like that. Anything okra. What was in season, that's what I would try to cook.
Mm-hmm. So people could watch you preparing that and actually cooking it over an open hearth.
Yes.
So do you still do that? Or
No, not anymore. I do the spinning and weaving. Mm-hmm. I found my passion.
All right. And you use that for natural cotton to spin
right
and
it's the natural cotton that I use and I start from the ginning all the way down to the weaving, and I do the natural the dyeing also that I use for the natural egg dyeing. I do the cotton also with that, so it goes hand in hand.
And is this something you grew up with? Did you learn a lot about this from your culture, or have you learned? Many of us learn as adults, you know, that we've come to it and we really want to know more about.
I've learned it as adults.
Yes.
I'm a fourth generation seamstress, and I was fascinated with the fibers when I got to Vermilionville, and they let me
play
do what I wanted to
it.
Do. And that's exactly what I do. I go play.
And what kinds of things do you make out of all the weaving that you do?
The weaving? I make towels.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier than anything else. And then I can give those away.
All right.
So if I'd make a shirt, it would take me too long.
And it would cost a lot.
A lot.
Definitely.
Yes.
An authentic Acadian.
Definitely. So that's
shirt.
Why I'd rather just towels. Do the towels and I give them away.
And are they that natural color?
Yeah. They have the white cotton and also the brown cotton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to, sometimes I do dye the threads, but I'd rather the natural colors.
Right. That is a very pretty color. And are you set up in one of the houses specifically for that?
Sure am. I'm in Beaubassin, one of the first houses in the village, and I'm there 4 days a week.
And you have your spinning wheel, and
there's
a loom set
and there's
up
a loom
there.
There's a 150-year-old loom. It's wonderful. I go play.
Amazing. So people can see you doing that most of the year.
Yes,
will do that.
Definitely.
But around Easter time, you are in charge of the natural egg dyeing, which, of course, everyone had to do because there were no artificial dyes around at one time, and people wanted to decorate their eggs. So what? How do you, when people come and visit, and this will happen every Friday during the month of March, what are you doing all day on Friday?
What I do is I put my, I have my water boiling, and I put my onions, an onion skin in one of the containers, red or purple cabbage, and some beets. That's what I dye with. They have different things you could dye with, but that's the ones I like. That's the colors I like. So that's what I use.
And those are easily available.
Right.
And,
yeah, people from Walmart think I'm crazy when I go pick up all the onion skins.
Because that's a hard thing. You can't just suddenly decide you're going to do onion skins because we can't. It's hard to cook enough to get all those onion skins.
Definitely. And to get that color,
Yeah, so when I go and I'll take my little bag and I just put all my onion skins in, they watch and we're like, what are you doing?
What are you going to do with that? It's a new recipe.
Definitely.
So you have your water boiling.
And I boil the eggs, and then I just soak my eggs in the dye. And it takes longer than a like what commercial dyes that we're used to today. But you had nothing but time then.
And when people come, can they interact with
that? Oh, yes, definitely.
What do you have them doing?
A lot of pucking.
Oh, okay. They get they get the fun part.
Definitely.
And boiling eggs for so long, have you somehow developed an ability to see which eggs are the strongest? Do you have
a preference?
I'd rather not say.
You're not going to give that away.
No, not at all. Yeah.
But you have dyed with the white eggs and the brown eggs.
Yes,
right?
both of them. Yeah.
And that creates a different color with the
definitely. Yeah. And the brown eggs are harder. When you pucke, they're harder than the white eggs.
Natural brown eggs.
Yes, they are.
Okay, well, that's something to think about.
I'm going to take that to my Easter celebration this year.
That's right. You could do like my daddy. He used to polish the ends of it with clear fingernail polish.
Oh.
He'd always win.
Well, yeah.
Yes, that has strengthened it there. That's Jesse writing notes.
Yeah, right.
He's taking notes.
And again, if you are tuning in, my guest Brenda Lalonde from Vermilionville is in charge of the natural egg dye leading up to Easter.
Yes.
So every Friday is dedicated to the natural egg dyeing. So if you come on the other days, you can watch the spinning and weaving.
Yes.
But you'll be focused on natural egg dyeing the other days.
Definitely.
Now, Vermilionville doesn't have its own flock of chickens yet.
Yet. Being the operative word.
Yes.
Because we're going to go natural all the way.
So. We hope.
Yeah. But for now, you've got both the brown and the white eggs.
Uh-huh.
And you have your natural vegetable dyes. So you've chosen those, and I guess you have to kind of pare it down to a few to make it handleable. But what are some other things that people used to dye eggs with
around
here?
They could do walnuts or some type of nut, a pecan. It makes it a deeper color than the regular brown eggs.
Right.
And anything that you – berries, anything that you pick that turns your hands – color would work.
Right. And but I'm sure some of them lasted a little bit, made a deeper color.
Definitely.
And that's why people went towards those. I'm sure some people are wondering, well, she's doing those yellow onion skins. Can you do red onion skins?
Yes, the red onion skins dye them yellow also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same thing. And but the purple cabbage is robin's egg blue, so that's different.
It is.
I
you
like
wouldn't
that.
Think
mm-hmm.
that because it dyes purple. One material, one color, it's not the same. When
right.
you're dyeing eggs.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things you learn that way.
Definitely.
And we were saying earlier, and you won't be doing this, but many people around here would use felt from hats.
Yes.
Because it was such a rich dye in
that. That or even silk ties. You can get silk ties, and if you tie it around your egg and you boil it with it, the imprint will come on the egg also.
It leaches that color out.
It looks good.
Yeah, so don't go raiding all your grandfather's old ties. But
no, maybe not.
Maybe flea markets.
Action first.
I guess, or just old silk material, too. I mean, the
ties
obviously are nice, but any silk with dye on it. And again, don't cut your grandmother's dresses up either unless you ask that, too. But you won't be demonstrating that, will you?
No, not at all.
But you do that personally.
I do,
yeah.
And the kids, my grandkids love it,
They come out really nice.
Yes.
Well, something to learn. And if anybody would like to ask you questions about that, when they go to Vermilionville, you'll certainly
definitely.
Explicate that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
So I'm sure your eggs at your own house are just beautiful.
Yeah.
So you naturally dye.
Yeah, we do. And I boil all but one So the one that has to parquet with the unballed egg is the one that has a mess.
Oh, she plays tricks on him.
I see.
And it was usually my oldest son that I did that to.
Now, you don't do that to people who come to Vermilionville.
No. All of them are boiled. Hard boiled.
So she says.
Yeah. You never know.
Well, now, is there, in addition to the egg dyeing at Vermilionville, are there other Easter activities that happen, Jesse?
Yeah, we have our big Easter celebration that we started last year. Basically, you get to watch them do the dyeing, and then at the event, you physically get to dye and decorate the eggs yourself. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had Vivian Alexander, or Alex Caldwell, with Vivian Alexander come and give a little talk, and then he did a dyeing demonstration, a decorating demonstration. He picked the prettiest egg, and then after that was announced, we had a paquet tournament afterwards. So that's always fun. You know, you make this beautiful egg, and then you get to crack it. But then we have, you know, our Easter cooking demos. We usually do some Easter traditions and different things that you can expect, and a lot of activities for kids. You know, all of our events are very family-driven, so you could come out and spend the day, and, you know, if the weather's nice, it's always just a beautiful time out there. Yeah. So kind of like you said, we're very centered around the seasons and the holidays all of our activities and things usually center around what's going on. And Easter is definitely one of our favorites.
Right. And it's fun. And you learn so much there as well.
Definitely.
So much going on there. And I know there are still so many people who have not yet been to Vermilionville. So many just go when they have family or friends who visit. But it's really worthwhile just going to enjoy the beauty of the place and all the old houses that have been restored so beautifully, including the one that Brenda works in with her loom.
Yes.
So that loom is not just for show. It's being used.
Definitely.
Yes. And there are other houses where some older implements are being used as well, aren't there, Jesse?
Yeah, definitely. We have Mr. Cliff, who does wood carving, and then Ms. Joycelyn, she does a number of things, and she was on here. She does the wax flowers.
And then she does the treadle sewing machines and stuff, yeah.
And then we recently, Brenda was talking about how she did the open hearth cooking. We have Denise Skinner, is that the Denise?
Correct.
And she's doing that now. And then Dale Parity, who's our boussiage artist, who does demonstrations on boussiage and actually worked the house that he stays in. He helped do the chimney portion of it with some UL architecture students, build that up. And so, just a number of people on the grounds that are on there, you know, Tuesday to Sunday that just, you know, do demonstrations and love to talk about the various skills that they know. And they have the knowledge that these people have just from doing that. It's just great. You could talk to them forever. Everybody always asks when they come in, you know, how long does it take to go through it? And you know, it's kind of a hard question to answer because you kind of make the most out of it. I mean, it could be quick 30, 45 minutes, or I know people that literally come and
all day
they'll eat at the restaurant and they'll be like, well, I'm going to go walk off my food. And the next thing you know,
they're
you
in
know,
a conversation watching something being
done. And it's closing time and they're like, oh, wait, I've been here since 10.
I'll have to come back.
Yeah. So there's always something going on. And definitely, you know, if you have families, it's out of town guests, it's a great thing. And then we're getting ready to start our Bayou Vermilion boat tours in March as well. So that's something that a lot of people don't know. They don't know we have a restaurant and the boat tour aspect of things. They don't know that either, but it's just a great way if you're looking for something to do or occupy your kids' time or out of town guest. It's great.
Yeah, and y'all are getting ready to implement some other things as well. I know in a week or so we'll be talking about the Seed to Skillet program that you have going on.
We are very excited about that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, like you said, we'll talk about it a little bit more later, but it's kind of this, you know, farm to table phenomenon of like putting a spin on it. Just being able to, you know, we'll cover how to grow, you know, different methods you can use to grow your food, how to harvest it, and then how to cook it. And it's Greg Gitros, who's one of our other artisans, will be leading that, and he's going to be doing planning tips and he has it all spec'd out, and it's going to be great. And so we'll definitely have some more information on that very soon.
Well, we'll look forward to talking about that. And it really is just amazing how you all are presenting the culture, and it's so rich what you offer. It's not just a superficial glance at the culture.
And not at all.
Obviously, those of you who have been there for so many years are so passionate about what you're doing.
Definitely.
You mentioned Dale Parity, and you've been there for so long.
Yeah.
And, Yeah, learning more, and just that's a good reason to go back to Vermilionville, right? Because you all gain knowledge and you continue to impart that.
Definitely.
Yes. So most closest you can go to see Reconstructing Creole this coming Monday as a part of Les Vieux Film Series, mm-hmm. and every last Monday of the month. And then starting next Friday,
yes.
Natural Egg Dyeing. That will be March 1st. Mm-hmm. So you can start getting practicing your natural dyeing skills. And by the time Easter comes, you'll be really good at it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You'll be an old pro at it.
Right. And you all welcome school groups as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
teachers can bring their students. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. We're getting ready to kick off what we call tour season on March 1st. And I mean, if you've never come to the village during that, I mean, it's something to see 500 people in that village just doing tours. It's
so excited to
be
there.
Like, yeah, it's the energy. It's just great. Mm-hmm. I mean, coming out. So yeah, and definitely just contact us if it's something we do, you know, curriculum enrichment. We work with the schools to do various things as well. So just give us a call and let us know what you're looking for, and we can, you know, certainly
happen,
work with what you're
facilitate
doing.
Facilitate that. Well, thank you both for coming by. My guests, Jesse Guidry and Brenda Lalonde, both from Vermilionville, here talking about some of their activities. If you'd like to keep up with those, the website and Facebook are really good ways. Mm-hmm. And March 1st, natural egg dyeing, and ask Brenda any questions you want.
Definitely.
About that.
And, I hope you'll all come out and see us.
And get ready to improve your pocking skills.
Yes. Definitely.
Thank you both.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you.